455 years.
चरणमृतं धारणं सर्वव्याधिनाशनं चरणमृतं.
Everyone's had Charanamrita?
Yes. No.
Had. So, as the Baba is saying, and he may want to say more, this is the place where Sanatana Goswami's full body was placed in Samadhi. Just as at our Krishna Balaram temple, we've placed Srila Prabhupada's full body in Samadhi. So this is the place where Sanatana Goswami was placed. And when Srinivasacharya came here, he was some time after he had heard of the departure of Sanatana Goswami. He fell at this place and cried and cried and cried and cried, because from his childhood he'd heard about Sanatana Goswami from his father. And there's a monkey coming, just in case anyone has anything, but one should be attentive to it. We're just passing through. These are the things that are quite different than in the West, right? You're sitting somewhere casually talking and five monkeys jump down from the roof and scamper by you. It's sort of like there's no vibrancy. Life in the West is so dull. You know, they have to use machines to get any stimulation, and they want everything to be conform to everything, to their own way. But here life is full of life, so there's monkeys and dogs and pigs and trees in the middle of houses. It's a living environment, actually. But it isn't even only just. It's not in India. You'll also find dryness and dullness. But Vrindavan, the dhams, there's a life that one's soul can perceive, even if you don't know how to interpret it. Your soul can perceive. There's something here. In these places, and if one doesn't perceive it immediately, it will be due to some kind of this mental disturbance or another. But once that mental disturbance is a little bit removed, then naturally the soul will perceive it. And Prabhupada said this. He said that even an ordinary person who comes to Vrindavan will be affected by, will experience some love for Krishna. So Sanatana Goswami's body was placed here in Samadhi, and we come here, and this is one of the, what I find one of the nicest things to do in Vrindavan, is to go to Samadhi places, and only of course if you're fortunate enough to be in the right mood, because this is where this transcendental personality's presence is very powerfully experienced. And if one, by hearing about the person whose samadhi one is visiting, if one develops the desire to actually receive some of that person's mercy or blessings, in order to, just as Pali was saying when we were reading our prayers, going to Haridas Thakur's samadhi and then thinking how humble Haridas Thakur was, and then thinking he was so humble. If only I could become humble like that, it would help me so much. So Sanatana Goswami was also very humble, very gentle. And he sort of embodied exalted qualities. His brother left immediately with his own transcendental reasons out of the service of Noah. But Sanatana Goswami, he always had that sort of more elderly, some sort of concern for people's well-being that caused him to not be able to immediately leave the Nawab's service, although he was completely intent on doing so for the higher purpose of service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we read you have a bite, and I have a songbook. I should read some of the qualities that pertain to Sanatana Goswami. You have a light there? Mm-hmm. Didn't you have a little flashlight? Anyone have a little flashlight? That's a little flashlight. It's not quite a flashlight.
Have you got something else? Yes, there we go.
What's that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, that would be nice. I offer my respectful obeisances. Well, if we can, we have song books, but it's 6:26 and we actually want to, we should be back at the temple by 6:50, because otherwise you'd walk in halfway through or something. That's what we did last night, it's not nice. Yeah, so we will go somewhere else and sing this song. We will go to the Samadhi of Sri Rupa Goswami. And also we will go sometime to the Samadhi of Sri Jiva Goswami, and we'll also go to the Samadhi of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami if we're blessed, and then those places we can sing. So I'll read. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who are always engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing. They are just like the ocean of love of God, and they are popular both with the gentle and with the ruffians, because they are not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone, and they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Monkey plums. Thus they are engaged in missionary activities meant to deliver all conditioned souls in the material universe. I'm not going to read them all, by the way, because I think it's not quite peaceful enough. Here we go. Hold your water.
Confirmed.